So I barricaded the door. It's a metal door. It's not gonna hold for long though. As you can tell, it's right there, and I am. As always, I'm trying to remain calm. Let's go. At the top of the lighthouse, there's a few more recording equipments. My guess is that this place has been a recording studio of some kind for a while. It's clear from me hearing my own voice before that something or someone was recording me, probably someone. It seems unlikely that a thing would record me. I don't really know. But the thing I do know is there's a ton of broadcasting stuff at the top of this place. So clearly they're sending a signal out, and I can't tell if it's going out or where it's going out, because I don't know anything about recording equipment. All I know is that when I get nervous, I talk a lot. Shit, I left the window open. Oh, God. Okay. So I've been trying to get a hold of someone over this radio for a while now. It doesn't seem to be broadcasting like the other one. I'm not even sure the other one was broadcasting. I gotta figure out something fast, because that thing that's down there, I know that it's gonna get in here. I've tried to read some of the manuals, but they're very confusing. They're so confusing. They're in English, but I don't know. I was never very good at reading. I had a tutor for a long time when I was in elementary school. I couldn't get anything right. They helped me though. They tried really hard. I remember they had a chip in their tooth. My tutor, I think his name was Greg, but I also have no idea. When I was a kid, I used to pretend to run into things for laughs, I guess. I would just kind of run at a closed door and throw my knee up, slam it, and throw my head back. And I don't even think it probably got as many laughs as I thought I was getting. It seemed so great. Yep, it sounded just like that. Just still down there. One time on the playground in fifth grade, I was running around and tried to run into a pole and pretend that I ran into it and threw my knee up, but I threw my face back and hit my tooth and it just shattered in half. Oh man, nothing hurts quite as much as breaking a tooth. So they fixed it, right? So half of my tooth is a fake. It wasn't until a couple years ago now, was seeing this girl, we were kissing, making out, and she kind of had bigger teeth, and our teeth hit each other. It broke a little chip. Okay, well, it wasn't little, but a big chunk of my tooth. It broke off. We looked around to try and find it. I don't know why, to try and find it, but just to not have a piece of tooth, you know, just hanging out in my apartment. We think she swallowed it. I don't know, that's not really related to reading. So the lighthouse itself isn't on. There's a phone up here, I keep trying. It has a dial tone. It's not letting me call out, though. And there's power, but I haven't turned on the lighthouse itself yet because, damn, I don't know why I haven't turned on the lighthouse yet. I'm gonna try and get this thing on. There's like a big circuit board over here. Let's see. Oh, this lever. Let's see if I can get it. No. Oh, it's stuck. Okay, here we go. Come on. All right. One more try here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh my God, so great, loud. Shit, okay.
Hello? Can anybody hear me? My name is Frankie.
Hello? Hello? Over. Hello.
I don't know why I'm trying this again. Nobody can hear me from out here.
I don't think she can hear me.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Okay. Hello? Please.
I'm gonna play this, I guess.
It was 4 a.m. the last time you saw her. She was sitting on the couch, wrapped in that blue blanket, and all you did was watch TV. But it was perfect. It takes less time than you had ever thought to be forgotten. The time before that, it was Tuesday. It was just a Tuesday. She lay in bed and held you, and you knew you were loved. And after that, Tuesday became Wednesday. August became September. Months turned to years, turned to decades, and it felt like you were lost. That's when you were forgotten somewhere in there. The time before that, you were at the beach. You felt claustrophobic even out in the wide open. And even then, you could tell you were near the end. The time before that was the first time you felt completely ignored. She had let you sit for so long by yourself. And you felt soggy inside. In those moments, it felt like she was just gonna pour you down the drain and get rid of you. Like you were just trash. Maybe that's when the end really started. The time before that, you were at school together. You met in the cafeteria and she didn't have to say anything, but you knew she cared. You remember the first time you met. You were both young. You think she was probably 7, but you can barely remember. You remember being transfixed by the way she looked at you. No one had ever looked at you like that. Like you were important. Like even then, she loved you. In those moments. Those early moments. It felt like that look didn't change. From when she was 7 till she was 30. The same smile and excitement. But it had been so long since you had seen that smile. It had been so long since you had seen in her eyes that love, and no one else compared. You remember the first time she hugged you, and you felt crushed by her love, like you had crumbled inside, but it didn't matter. She was someone who could love anyone, you thought, even though you were crumbled inside. She still loved you. The time before that, it was the first time you had spent that much time alone. And for a while, you felt unloved by anyone, even her. It was the first moment you felt what it felt like to be forgotten. And for the longest time, you tried to forget her. It seemed like it was so easy for her. But no matter what you did, you couldn't forget her. Those summer moments you spent for years out on the porch, in the swing, camping in backyards, Saturday morning cartoons, nothing compared to those early days. Even later on when you knew she loved you, those days were the ones you remembered. For a while it felt like those days fueled the future. In those moments where you were truly forgotten, you remembered back to the very first time she saw you, and you saw her. You remember the place. It was that little market. You even remember it was aisle 14B. She walked down, you saw her smile, and she stared at you just for a moment. But in that moment, you felt eternity. She picked you up off the shelf and took you with her. She didn't even ask. When she got home, she poured you out for the first time into a bowl, the cool milk pouring over you. And for the first time, you felt like someone cared, someone wanted you. Nothing compared to those early days where every day she ate a bowl. You still feel that love now, because you're Fruity Pebbles, damn it. And nobody should be forgotten.
Oh, she's playing stories too. Hello? Hello, my name is Elliot. I'm at the lighthouse. I don't know where you are, or who you are. Please.
Hello, you can hear me? You said your name is Elliot? Elliot, my name is Frankie. I'm stuck on an island.
An island? Where's the island? I'm stuck in a lighthouse.
A lighthouse? I think I found something with a lighthouse on it. Hang on. Just let me check.
Oh God, there's somebody else. I can't believe there's somebody else. This is so great.
Elliot, are you still there? Elliot.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I found it, and it is a lighthouse. It's a blueprint of a lighthouse. But there's a tunnel. It looks like there's a tunnel underneath the lighthouse. I think I'm on this blueprint. It looks like the tunnel goes under the water. I don't know. Can you get down there? Can you get down to the tunnel from where you are? You're in the lighthouse. I assume it's the lighthouse.
There's something inside of the lighthouse now.
Something? What do you mean something? Something is in there? Someone? Okay, in case this goes out for any reason, or in case we have trouble and we're breaking up, just say over whenever you're done, okay? Over.
I don't know. So it chased me. I got in a car accident and it chased me here. Over.
Okay, Elliot, whatever it is, you have to get out of there. You have to make it to the island for your own safety. You can't stay in that lighthouse. Over.
I don't know. I just don't... It's in the lighthouse. There's no way out for me. I don't know how to get out of here. It's down in the lighthouse and I'm up in the top of the tower. Over.
Okay, so you built a barricade. It's gonna get in through that barricade though. Can you climb out of the window and get down that way? Over.
I'm not a great climber. I'm not a great climber. Over.
I know that you're super scared, but you have to save yourself, Elliot. You can't let that thing get you.
Well, why can't you make your way here?
I can't do that. The blueprint doesn't show where the tunnel goes to on the island. I don't know where it is. It just says island. Over.
Okay.
Elliot, you have to do this.
Okay. Here goes.
You can do this.
Well, I'm going to open the window now. I'll try and broadcast soon. I don't know if I'll be able to hear you. Goodbye.